Hello, quick one before we get into the episode. It's Alex here. This episode is super late this week. Yeah, sorry about that. I had some family stuff, and that's more important than this podcast. So, sorry about that. Also, you might hear a bit of whining during this episode. I got a new puppy. I've got an older dog who sits outside, and she's just quiet, but the puppy just kept crying, so I had to bring her in. And then every now and then she has a bit of a whine. So, that's what you're hearing. Enjoy the episode.
To the first
team. I've been listening to other podcasts, and other podcasts actually say who they are at the start as well.
What?
Yeah, like they sort of, this, like they go, oh, hi, I'm...
Don't care, you know. I want people to know by voice now. It's too late now.
That's it, you're in, you're committed.
You haven't seen that because you're like, oh shit, who's the really obnoxious one?
Yeah, I don't know what you mean, Ryan.
Looking at you, Dave. Right, okay. You are this close, Alex. I'll make a name front. I always find it weird introducing myself, get implying that I'm like a, you know, like a personality, like yeah. Ant and Dec kind of style shit. Like, you know, going, oh, it's me, Ryan, and here's Alex, and like, don't really care. Start talking about Guild Ball now, please.
It's good, because we're almost like a minute and a half in now, and we haven't even started talking about Guild Ball.
Started the episode. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if the last episode of anything to go by, if you were hoping for Guild Ball content, you're out of luck. We decided to quit Guild Ball. This is now a backgammon podcast. We'll occasionally talk about poker and bridge. Well, it's a card game in a way, right? We're getting on the new train. Like even you may have read on the Steam Lodge blog. New cards coming out. They're going to be firing fast, ladies and gentlemen.
All aboard the Season 4 hype train.
Yeah, the Season 4 avalanche is coming. And, yeah, the hype train's coming. And how many people are going to get run over by it on the way to Season 4? Okay, we're in the danger zone at the minute. I know people are really hyped up, and I am looking forward to Season 4. Underline looking forward, but we're in the danger zone at the minute. I'm still kind of, every time a new card comes out, I'm like, alright guys, here we go. Where'd they go? Yeah, Snake just came out, and it's a weird one. I really like my usual, quote-unquote unusual team, and I knew Snake Skin was not popular in previous iteration.
Which is why you were determined to make a team around it.
And she... Right. Got to wet my whistle for this one.
Ah, Wolf Cola, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Wolf Cola.
My liver's just screaming. I go, what is this? It's in one of models where I think on paper, even the old version, very good, very doable. Shadow-like, great for disengaging and then beginning movement. Okay, anything that breaks move, any great movement, it's always good. But she's got good range. She starts out with 10 inch worth of movement, including the sprint. Great. More importantly, she breaks up a movement into different chunks where you can get over different things.
You can't have a 10 inch sprint ruined by a knockdown and a parting blow.
Yeah,
if you can,
if you're 1 inch melee, you're out there. 2 inch melee, you're putting them into a, you can afford to get to the 1 inch your extremity and kind of fuck it. More importantly, if they're just a fraction out, you're free. Very great. It's basically shadow like feels like a free attack sometimes. Like for a lot of characters you go, I do shadow like and then I move.
Yeah.
But in an actual engagement scenario, it feels like I've just gone a free attack and got 2 inch dodge. And there's nothing we can do about it.
I've attacked you, bought the 2 inch dodge, and now I'm starting to turn proper.
Cool, free acrobatic, you can't argue with that. But what's better than Shadow Like though? I'll tell you what's better. Where'd they go?
Almost twice as good.
One influence, but where'd they go? It's just, I think it's unambiguously the best character to play in the game. For what one influence gets you, 4 inch of dodge, the ability to just remove yourself situation.
You have to be properly pinned in for 4 inches of dodge to not get you out of there.
The amount of trouble it takes to get someone, to prevent someone from where they go, is barely even worth doing. And that's kind of how you know it's really good. Like going, I could stop it in like a magical situation. But even if it's that way, I go, haha, where'd they go? It's not going anywhere now, ha! I've got 3 models on a character that got, in realistic terms, it's likely going to have 5 defense most of the time.
Yeah.
If you get nimble or 6 defense, and you know, I think nimble is also another one of the best characters to play, especially on models that can push themselves into 5 and then 6 territory, which Snakeskin can. And she could do that before. She had clone, shot like that, but I don't hugely rate clone. You go through it, clone, gets you still, you're done. You know, the thing I really like. like about the new introduction. But it enabled the old card to give the illusion that she had the kind of like dual thing going on, right? Venom and strike, or you're getting in there doing damage, doing condition. Not that doable on her old, not doable, but not really worth doing. Kind of the problem.
Well, I didn't really know. I don't really know much about the Union. I haven't really played much the Union. I haven't really made any lists for the Union. But you had a look at her, and because one of the first things people do is drop Snakeskin if when they're looking to build a roster for the Union. Obviously that meant that you've tried to build around her, yeah. But all I really know about her is that she's not good at scoring goals as Mist, and not as good at killing someone as Gutter. So it's like, well,
in for what they do, her compared to someone like Decimate, they've got a very similar role. They can dodge quite well, got a similar attack. But Decimate, first off, have got anatomical help for mental attack, dodging for nothing, does damage while dodging, and building a fat stack of minutes. The thing I like about the new Snakeskin is that it helps her compete with mainstays like Decimate, who were really good, really reliable. Now Snakeskin calls her really reliable. And she's got the character player that Decimate doesn't have, which is, you know, Where'd they go? You put Where'd they go on a model, you've got to really think of a reason not to bring it, or a reason another model can. Like, you know, I played the Hunter. Ulfra, Where'd they go? You've got to look at that card then and go, man, I really like my team, but Where'd they go just that good? Like, Ulfra card, it's so shit that it talks you out of Where'd you go if you go along. You're like, you start Where'd they go, wow, great character player, great movement, oh, maximum 7-inch sprint, oh, that's weird, okay. But Where'd they go?
Okay, it's the same cap as Grayscales.
It got less tack than an actual playbook. Okay, well, but Where'd they go? Turn the card around. Well, Bloodhunter, right, but you need to do damage, and he doesn't actually have damage and dodge, and he's kind of a ridiculous rap to get what you want. But Where'd they go? Yeah, no, no, he's shit enough. He talks me out of Where'd they go, now he doesn't get to come. Like, that's kind of how he is. Like, Where'd they go?
I'm just going to grab the steering wheel in this conversation quickly. Yeah. You love the Hunters. Have you ever thought of a Scatha list?
I do not like Scatha. Just hate her. I don't like the way she plays. I don't think she's a bad model for the comment for her.
Yeah.
I think she's good at what she does. Not as good as other captains of her type. She's a goal scorer. Not really that great goal scorer. She's got a bit of jank, a bit of shit she can do here and there. But it's dice dependent. Yeah. Oh, I get the snowball. Spend the one to get the snowball. Spend another influence to pack it. And then I'm blowing the momentum I've got from that just to do a potentially 4-inch dodge. If her character player was, it costs to win influence, roll 2 dice, do you get it, or 4-inch dodge, go. This is like a horrific version of Where'd they go.
Yeah.
Like, would anyone put this on there?
Yeah.
I'm not thinking Scarf or Where'd they go or like that, but very, for what you get out of it, I don't particularly like it. And Farron's fucking spectacular. But yeah, compare Scarf to Farron, got shit like Pin, and can do actual damage, and can actually score goals. Like, they're kicking for Finn. Like, you'd think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, free kick.
She's 4-6, he's 3-6.
Yeah, she gets the extra dice on a kick, but for what she actually does, you're basically relying on snowball to push her range forward, and you get the fast ground, which she can get extra movement, but it's super situational, super dependent on outside factors. You know, I hate if I can avoid rolling dice, I will. Which way the go do?
Yeah.
One influence, I attack twice, I get a double dodge on both. Like, that's what I feel like. I will try and weigh up the influence for what I'd have to do otherwise to get that game thing. And like, there's not a character in the game who can get 4-inch dodge off a playbook outside of having Where They Go on the playbook. A spectacular character, a bit of mental damage, poison.
I kind of feel though that from what I understand the kind of model Snakeskin's meant to be, I'm surprised she hasn't got any damage dodges, because I was like expecting her to be like damage dodges to the next one, damage dodges to the next one, damage dodges to the next one, right, everyone's poisoned, I'm the assassin, I'm Where'd they go out of here.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind her top of the pop, like her free, a momentum free, having maybe dodge on it. But you kind of, I think the poison thing just is kind of compensation for her not being the best driver in the world.
3-6.
Oh, no, not bad, don't get me wrong. I think she's alright. But compared to Mist, who can do a lot for, you know, Mist, he's notorious for a reason. He gets a lot out of a little.
He's quite one note though, I'd say, with that, you know. Whereas I think they're trying to make, it seems like they've tried to make her like a viable at both, whereas before she was meant to be and really didn't quite manage it. So she's 8-inch sprint, chuck the wear they go on that. That's 12 inches. 6 inches kit, 18. You know, she's got a couple of dodges on her playbook. Interesting.
Well, you know. UK won there. I can't agree at what he does.
Mm.
And that's kind of the downside of a lot of the kind of, you know, flex model. Yeah. Can do a lot. They never particularly blow out. Maybe outside of, like, go with Vet Rage.
Mm.
Go clearly meant to be a killer, but she's got a good kick. She can actually maneuver a fair bit. Like, go can get a goal. If she's quite a good flex model. She's a great damage dealer who has that bit of flex. Game for death. Pretty solid damage deal with a good bit of flight. And I think next deal fit really well, kind of malleable team.
Mm.
And yeah, Boynton, man. 2 momentum damage, Boynton. What more do you want?
Yeah, nice.
And beautiful. Well,
oh, man, yeah.
Absolutely heroic to some fucking character. Just, you see beautiful on a card, right? And you're just like, shit.
Yeah.
The only downside of it is that it kind of, I don't know how to put it, having a beautiful model like Snakeskin, it gave a different situation. She's likely not going to be in to begin with. If I'm going to pin with Eren, I'm going to use some fucking shit hot character play.
Mm.
You know, I need this blind and I need it now. I'm not going to.
It's Snakeskin.
Snakeskin's not going to be on blow it on.
Yeah, she's quite a supporting model, isn't she?
In good them situations where I couldn't only reach Snakeskin, it allows you to put her in the area that other characters won't be able to go in.
Mm.
Like, classic example, Ballista guarding an area. Oh, shit, that striker got to go in that magic bubble Ballista if you want to fly there. Snakeskin can go there without being deadbolted or without being targeted by some shit hot character play.
Yeah.
Like 9 times out of 10, if I'm pinning someone, it could have been some goal not made who go on a goal run.
Yeah, it's that's for your pins, your drag, your Corsair's drag, your deadbolts. Yeah.
It's just to have
Puppet Master.
Yeah, give for control of an area that a lot of models can't control.
Mm, nice. It's fills me with confidence to see a model that's been on the bench get this buff. It does. I mean, I hope it is because, like, objectively, Snakeskin isn't played, you know? My main worry is that, is it because enough noise was made about Snakeskin not being played? Because then, do you really want games being balanced by Pitchfork?
I had a bit of fear of that. Do you remember the GI King, right?
Mm.
Guild Identity card. I really like the mechanic. I thought it was a good idea. I like the idea of giving your guild a bit of identity. But the problem eventually, it never became off. Some cards which felt better than others.
Yeah.
And to it from the Brewer, like the Mason something. I can't remember what the card was. I don't hang me on this one. But the Mason card, quite a good card. Quite an already good card that wasn't as good as the other two.
Mm.
And a lot of the Mason people on the forum went, this card's really shit. It's just really shit. Don't like it. Shit, no one's going to use the card. So it got buffed. Switch over to the Brewer forum and they had one really good card and two kind of wet cards, and the Brewers went, this one card's too good. The other two, obviously you're going to pick this one card, the other two are shit. They're just not good at this one card. Okay, the one card gets nerfed. And I would argue the Mason's got net benefit. I genuinely think the way in Canada, like a community management card generally.
Yeah.
Or what people, you know, want. Yeah. Quote unquote want.
What they think they want.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you're always going to try and put things in favourable terms to you.
Yeah.
Which is kind of natural. But.
That's why Angel needs 2-inch melee.
He's fucking keep away off her. She's fine as she is. I better not fucking get that update and she's got 2-inch melee. I quit Guild Vol if Angel had 2-inch melee. You know, Angel's too good, if anything. She needs a nerf.
No.
Okay. You know what? She could have 5-5 kick. There we go. Everyone wins. Give a navigator roll. Get the fuck out of here. 14-9 kick. I do half wonder, like, things, when people say things are really powerful, they get nerfed. When people say things are really weak, they generally get buffed.
Yeah.
And I think you're relying on the community to actually fill you in on a lot. And there is some people disagree and blah, blah, blah. But, I imagine a lot of the models who people have gone, these are shit, I will never bring them. Like, Fang 2 is going to get a fucking buff.
Yeah.
That's just flat out. Dave from the Brewing, he's going to get a buff.
Mm.
And rightfully so, I think, in some case.
Just to throw out there, we haven't been to any of the season 4, what are they called?
Playtest.
Yeah, we didn't go to any of them this reason.
I want to be able to talk to you. I want to be able to seem like a god when I predict.
Angel, Kraken, buff, buff, buff. Angel, Kraken, buff, buff, buff.
I think Kraken's good.
I love him.
But he could be better. And I think that's a big issue of contention.
Mm.
The creaky wheel. The creaky wheel that gets the creak and all that shit.
Mm.
People complain that model's going to get buffed or nerfed, respectively. And usually, I don't want to say that out loud, like it's not the way it should go. Because people do moan for a reason.
Mm.
Like, people want Fresher to get nerfed, rightfully so.
Yeah.
And people want Dave and Fangtooth and Kraken to get buffed, rightfully so.
Yeah.
should have a buff to help him out. It really just super situation dependent. It's that old Kane, I'll know it when I see it.
Yeah.
And I can't make too much in way of prediction right now, but Nitkin, I think he could push in the right direction. She feels more like herself now.
Yeah.
And like, okay, Beautiful and Nitkin might be a bit redundant, but it was the same with Clone her before. Clone, I think, isn't a terrible character play, but it was adding a layer of defence that wasn't really needed.
Yeah.
And more importantly, it was taking up value. She's already going to be spread out on the Union team. Yeah, I think she's really good, really viable now.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, a 2.
That is 5 the thumbs out of 5.
5 the thumbs out of the thumb.
Apart from that, we...
Yeah, I'm wrong, that was good. 2 Alex and Ryan...
So our little mugs.
Completely fucking meaningless. Yeah, like 2 Alex and Ryan out of the firm.
Yeah. We finally got Navigators on the board, haven't we?
Oh yeah.
We played this morning. We've just played 2 Navigator Falconer matches.
Yeah.
Like, and then yesterday I played a game of Vassal against Josh, the objectively the best Masons player in the country.
Indeed. number one UK Masons player. Yeah. Can't argue with that.
Yeah. So yeah, I had a game with him on Vassal just to sort of. It's weird playing on Vassal. It's like he described it as Guild Ball light, and I agree with him. Because like the rules are still the same, like objectively it's the same game. It just it gets a little bit lost in translation, and like distances feel so weird on there. Like when I look at a table, I can sort of 9 times out of 10 I can go, yeah, I can make that. No, I can't make that. But when you're looking at Vassal, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good. If you haven't tried it yet, do, because it's free, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you don't like it.
Two point Vassal great for getting practice. Otherwise, couldn't get.
Absolutely. And it's great for like, it's allowing me to play with people outside of our local meta without driving somewhere. You know, like I think we're missing a Potter's Guild tournament today, and the only reason we don't go every single month is because it's just too far.
Yeah.
Like, it starts by the time we get home, because it starts around midday, because it's in a pub, and the pub's not open till then.
Yeah.
It doesn't finish till like 3 hours after other ones would, and then we've got to drive back, and it's like,
yeah, travel time, it's all on the game, baby.
Yeah.
The main thing with Vassal, I think, 2D nature.
Mm.
Like, I know it seems weird, like, if Guild Ball was a video game, right, where you had, like, 3D character models on your virtual board, you could change the view, and it had, like, the perspective of playing, you know, on the table. I think you'd feel a lot more like, you know, the game.
Yeah.
And theoretically, it'd still be the same. Like, the computer would do all the measurements, and it'd be that clean, I think that's the way to describe Vassal. Super clean.
Mm.
Maybe a bit too... How am I to get my cheeky half inch on Vassal?
No, you can't. Do you have to input your stretchy tape measure?
Yeah.
Then rubber widgets you bought.
Imagine
happening. Well, everyone sort of goes about like you know, people who move things a slight extra inch. All you've got to do is go and buy widgets that have got the wrong measurements written on them. Just do that. Yeah. No, that's my 6. Look, it's got 6 on it.
Just put my kicks down, hit them in the face with it.
Yeah. But yeah, Navigators, enjoyed them. Really, really, really fucking enjoyed them.
I really want to, I don't know how to put it, like, I almost want to use the card. It's like how you develop the measurement system for a team.
Mm.
So, like, start first. General, because they're a goal scoring guild, that's pretty much. But where's the, how do you feel about their general movement?
So, really, really like everything about them, to be honest. I like that Windfinder can throw out that full speed ahead. I think I used it every single turn in both games we played this morning.
Oh, great character play.
Yeah, yeah. It's just objectively good, you know. 9 times out of 10 it went on Azimuth for the, like, just to get netted out if there was a scrum going.
Well, it turns Azimuth into a 3-3 model, into a 3-5.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that netted is so good. And what I was finding was that often because of the charge, I was getting the wrap. So on the wrap, I was knocking down the model I actually attacked, and I was throwing the net out at the top of the book. And then that helps, because obviously they go down to low tack with momentum, so they need all the help they can get it as high as possible. Yeah. So like, being able, knowing that they've lost one defense, and I'm now able to hit the top. But also the net always comes with a dodge, which is good, because like, moving around and sort of going, right, I can get in on 4 on him, but I'm just outside 4 on him. Fine, netted, dodge, I'll get you next time, mate. you know, how many times did I have three influence on him and knock down five models? You know, because I went in, knocked down the one I engaged, and at the top of the book on the charge, I netted someone else, and then I got three nets off. You know, it's there was two or three times I got everyone with it. It's great, fucking great, devastating as well. And like, if you're low on momentum, it can be a killer.
Yeah.
Especially if and Windfinder's legendary for movement shenanigans is so good.
Yeah.
So good. Like, I mainly used it for dodging one, maybe two people at a push. But we played we played Navigators Falconers, and then afterwards you played my fish list into Navigators. And you had the Corsair Scrum up. And I got in and managed to get all four of my models dodged out because I tagged four of yours with my legendary, and it just completely reset the scrum. It was amazing. Really, really good. The Stellar Navigation, you know, the way these guys mess with movement is incredible. Yeah. You know, Stellar Navigation on Horizon, Wave Runner on Fathom, Guide on Wander. You feel like, it feels when you're playing them that there is always something you can do to get out of any situation.
Yeah, the if movement and king, I'd call navigating the king for movement in the game. I can't think of any other guild right now have the level of movement they have, and in all fairness, the distance movement either. One of the maneuvers that Kingdom was like reserved for like shark and stuff like that, like a granular movement, the ability to break up movement. Like a lot of fishermen have a lot of great models who have technically great movement, but it can kind of restricted by their playbook. Kind of a good example. 10-inch sprint, you're trying to attack, that cab will get additional movement, you'll go for the goal. Great movement, don't have a problem with the cab at all. But it's very, you're restricted by where your opponent are. In essence, you kind of need a model to hit.
To bounce off.
Yeah. Whereas the navigators have a lot of shit that their jogs and sprints can't fit a tackler, but they're broken down into chunks. A lot of models have, again, like 7-inch sprint and then a 5-inch dodge, effectively taking the need for an enemy model out of the overall movement game.
Yeah. They don't need anyone to bounce off.
Yeah. The thing that I've kind of find interesting about them is that you kind of, all you need really is momentum. You need a couple of models swinging around there to generate momentum, and the rest of it, you kind of, you don't really need the enemy around to gain additional movement. They're going to do the movement they do pretty much with what they've got already. Whereas Angel, if she wanted additional, if I need that extra couple of inch to tie her up with the new goal kick, I need to hit someone. And I think that's really where the kind of negative factor comes in.
Yeah. I really, really like Fathom. I like her more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
I really do. I all three games I played, I just played the box fresh navigators. I didn't swap in Angel or Siren. Though in our last game, I did say that I wish I'd brought in Siren. But then I was sat there going, who do I drop? I really don't know, because I love Ebb. He's amazing. I know loads of people are saying drop him straight away. He caused you a fucking nightmare in that scrum.
I hate to be that go-go point going, I looked at the card and I knew what we could get away with, and I'm precisely right, practically. Because the thing that makes Ebb good, it's a matter of luck or bad luck, it's an objective. To kill Ebb, you need to influence, and you need to, and you need good, well, not great, but middle in hit. To your captain goes in usually. You need two damage every hit to just take him from here, full health to hero. And the heal just a deck. He can buy worth of heal, which no other model can claim to even in the game. There's not another model in the game and go, if I heal twice with a guy, I know for a fact I can buy four attacks worth of health back. You could get a wrap. You could have a red thing. They could have plus one damage. What do you think two damage negate? Everything. Plus one damage, wrap, ridiculous number, great defense. The only thing it doesn't stop is like you getting momentum on a push, on a wrap. But if you sorry, or maybe getting knocked down or something.
Yeah.
But what, half the time, oh no, I've been knocked down. Oh shit, I've been inspired. Oh fuck, singled out. Bush for attack. What do? 9 times out of 10, the only reason you fear those conditions is because the potentially extra damage.
Yep.
Singled out for a waste of fucking time on it. I could roll 20 attack, hit everyone, 2 damage. I might get a shitload of wraps and get a shitload of pushes, whatever, but there's just a limit to what you can do by default.
The only time that the I-Spy, the singled out, all that is worth it is if you're using, if you're trying to hit him to trigger a character play on someone else.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
yeah.
if you're going for like an Azimuth style hit you net him, you know? Veteran Sakana hit you, he loses movement.
It end of the day, him himself can't guarantee, well, yeah, you can't guarantee to kill him. He puts you in. The main thing I have to take away from playing the against the Navigators a lot is that I know it can be weird, it feels like playing a different set of rules.
Yeah.
And I don't mean in like, you know, like linked activation.
Yeah.
Like it's been on the making for ages. That feels like, you know, it feels like a character trait, you know what I mean? Stellar Navigation feels like almost playing a different style of game. It feels like we've taken rules from a different game and come in. The ability to re-roll.
Precise
calculation. There we go. Precise calculation. When you come in with a re-roll, it negates the one X factor that a lot of teams, even the vet rages in the world, the one thing they can't do outside of confidence. Again, why confidence great?
Yeah.
It negates bad luck. The thing I don't like about precise calculation is that it completely fundamentally just evens you out.
Yeah.
In a way. Good armor will fuck with them, but good armor fucks with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it even negates that in a way. Okay, it turns charging as well into a, I don't know if I'm gonna, we've all had that feel, right? You charge into a 4 or 5 defense model, lay defensive, and you go, right, I'm in the hands of the dice gods right now.
Mm.
Knowing you get the reroll, going, I can biff, I get a chance to biff every single fucking hit.
Mm.
And we literally had that. I can recharge again, didn't get a hit. Try again, picked up the entire fucking stack.
Oh, there it is.
Effective with 22 tack. And you missed half it, and then bang, actually, I did get what I want. Go fuck you. And if you had to re-roll the attack, go, oh, I only got 2 hits on that, I'm going to chance the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Be a completely different story. The fact you can go, there are my hits, now I'll try again with the mission. Just a huge boom. And it puts you in.
I could see that it was doing something to you as we were playing. There was times where I was rolling and you were sort of, you know, and you sort of, you know, when you know what the other person wants and you're looking into the and you're looking in their dice tray going, don't get 2 hits, don't get 2 hits, you know.
Yeah.
And like I was throwing them and I could see that, like, well, 4 hits, say I was throwing them and you were going, and there was like that moment where you meant to go, oh thank god he only got 3 hits, but then you still sort of, you sort of had that and then immediately went, oh shit. Like every single time you got that, yes, oh no, I'll really know he got it this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really clearly demoralising you as you were playing.
I know it can be to, in this game, bad luck is your last line of defence.
Yeah.
Like, of all things, take the right to reply shit, take the best jank in the game.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, the dice could go in your favour.
Yeah.
And you're like, and you know, it's like when the dice go in your way, you're like, rah, 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 rah.
We were on 8-all, you had Jack with the ball. He ramming speed charged azimuth out the way, ended within his 6 inches. He's standing there looking at the goal, and he went, "I'll bonus time it." And I was going, "I looked at them four."
Biff it.
Yeah, I was just like, "Don't you dare! You got it, you won." But yeah, but there is that moment where you just go, "I've still got a chance." You could still roll 4 once. Could happen.
I know. I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but and it remains true. It's a matter of statistics. The Navigators aren't hugely stronger than what Guild, except for shit that helped them spike dive.
Mm.
Charge, obvious benefit.
Mm.
Because defensive is the one thing you can do against charge to really, not even 9 times out of 10, if you get a charge, you usually want it regardless.
Mm.
And defensive kind of helps take the sting out of the charge. But Navigators are able to kind of circumvent the mechanic.
Yeah.
And it's still, sometimes it's worth doing, sometimes you can just fucking biff it, but I need you to biff it twice in a row.
Yep.
In a different world.
Yeah.
Like the ability to keep hits is what makes it harsh, it's what gives you that feeling of,
yeah.
If you biff an entire one you go, you know what, well fuck, at least he's back on my level now. When you biff at a full charge, I didn't go, well fuck, just re-roll the charge knobhead. I went, you know what, now he's back to Guild Ball.
Mm.
Now he's just got to,
now
he's back in the hands of the dice gods. Instead of going, I hit 4 out of 12 attack, I'll keep the 4 and now I'm here to get a wrap basically.
Yeah.
It feels like you're going, like, I'm playing a different game, and it's just demoralizing to go up against. It feels like you get so much extra, even if it's statistically not that much extra.
But I did feel while we were playing, I felt momentum starved for the entire game. I feel like you've almost got to dedicate Ebb, Azimuth and Windfinder. It's almost like you three, like you feel like a coach in the change rooms before a game, and I feel like I'm looking at these three models and I'm going, you guys, you're getting getting momentum. You're going in the middle, you're getting as much momentum as you can. You're going in, you're pulling back, you're going back in, you're pulling back out, because you need the charge. So they need to go in and then be pulled back out so they can charge again next turn, you know. So I'm going like, it's this sort of breathe in, breathe out thing. Go in, get the momentum. Wanda will try and pull you back. Azimuth, you need to try and hit that dodge to pull back out. Windfinder, if it comes down to it, you legendary. And like at the same time, I've got Horizon and Fathom just sort of weaving around trying to score goals.
I think in terms of damage, the way kind of feel of playing against them is on the damage front. You seem to want to elect the knockdown over the damage, but the damage is there.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised when I got a full stack on Ebb, and then I just charged in on Sakana, and that momentous two is only on 3 hits. You know, I was pleasantly surprised by the damage output on Ebb, especially when it's followed up by Azimuth or Windfinder. One thing I am struggling with, and I don't know how much of this is, it feels completely first world problems, but going from the fisherman, and it's just like, who's got 2-inch melee? Well, Angel hasn't, everyone else has. You know, to go into who's got 2-inch melee, I've got two modders on a pitch with 1-inch melee. What am I doing?
Can't fucking flat out bully people.
No, yeah, exactly. You know, and it's like, it's almost like, oh fuck, I've got to play Guild Ball again. I can't play the 2-inch melee game. But no, I really, really enjoyed them, and I can definitely see them becoming my primary guild.
Yeah.
The +1 roll for kick receive, cool.
Completely needless. I want that to be gone in 3-4. The more I play against it and play into it, we had that thing with the Falcon.
Yeah.
Like, I played the Falcon and we did the +1. I'm like, I don't feel it.
The extra card.
Even when I got the extra card, I like going, do we, this is necessary. I wouldn't have felt good about it even if you were playing the regular fisherman. I'm going, oh, Falcon, I'm talking one. I'm going, alright.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How about no?
Think they need it. I think that's what needs to be said. I don't think they need it.
I just know.
I feel like I also feel very spoiled now. Like
you do have a tendency to, I think you get addicted to elements of a team that, you know, come together in a way. You just get something right, and you go, I get to it. Like, take a Butcher's player.
Yeah.
Imagine playing nothing but Butcher's for ages, and you're so used to everyone having momentum two on like 3 hits or 2 hits.
Yeah.
And be able to bleed for days, and then you go to the Hunter and go, where do I get my +1 damage from? Well, if that guy fled and your 2 animals are going, fuck, well, how do I do bleed? Well, if you get this character playing, you don't do momentum. Fucking 15.
I do sort of, I know that I get funneled whenever I play any, doesn't matter what kind of game it is, you know, I get funneled into one thing. I learn how to do one thing, clearly not very well, but you know, but like I almost feel, I feel spoiled in a different way, and I feel like your hunters, I'm fisherman, that's what we do, you know. Your falconer's already out, my navigator's gonna be out next month, we haven't got a minor guild to look forward to. Do you know what I mean? Oh wow, our minor guilds came out first, oh no. but like I'm like, it's getting...
But I feel even worse, cause like, at least you were looking forward to yours. I like Falcon, yeah, that could be alright. Came out, I don't know. I'm like hyped, you know what I mean? Like, man, you know what? I knew it was going to be weird and it was worth the wait. I don't have a problem with the guild, bro. It's just not my style.
Yeah. You're like, ah.
Yeah, there are a couple on a 1-for-1 level. I really like the models individually. I just don't like the team combined. They're just not my, guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But take something like the Brewers. I've played Brewers games and really enjoyed it. And I go, you know, this team, they feel like my guys.
Yeah.
I prefer the Hunters, but they're my guys. There are a lot of teams like that. Butchers as well, quite like playing them. But yeah, the Falcons don't feel like my guys. I really wish I could bring one to something with the Hunters. But I'd fucking do it for that. I like Minerva, I like Matagi. Do not get me wrong, but fuck. I wish I had Ronda. I really like that model.
He's devastating, isn't he?
And I love him and Jake Atterbury together. It had that theme that I love so much, you know. But headcanon shit.
Yeah.
I felt like they'd work really good. It's like fucking having two of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know. But yeah. I'm looking forward to the Cup Guild. I'm looking forward to what they can. I'm in a constant state of like preemptively just, I'm on knife edge all the time when it comes to the season 4. All the new shit that's coming our way. I'm loving the new content, but I'm just like, I'm just kind of waiting for someone to ruin. You know, I think if something really broken comes out, right?
Yeah.
Then it's nerfed. I feel better, Cal, like going, they've gone through it now.
It's happened, it's done. Yeah.
Nothing's gone. I don't love playing against the Navigators, but it's not obvious that they're fine. You know, they want any kind of jank that you pulled out, right? Like going, this is fucking ridiculous. This is going to be game ruining in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I walked away from it going like, yeah, I don't like the shit, but it's not ridiculous. It's not ridiculous.
It's not day ruining, you know.
And yeah, and in those kind of scrum situations we were in, if that was a butcher, I'd have been fucking running riot on somebody in scrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If the setup go my way, I could be looking at plus three damage. I can move, run through him,
yeah.
Ebb, damage, then bleed.
Yeah.
And bleed, condition hurt Ebb.
Mm.
One of the few ways to get to him is through the condition and make him pay for the heal.
Yeah.
But in that scrum situation we ended up in, if it had been an actual killer team or really heavy condition team, a guy who can actually get damage out there.
Mm.
Horizon, another model who, if I had seen her, it'd be a completely different story. I'll have Horizon all day.
Yeah.
Because she can run through him in activation and get the VP back.
Yeah.
I
think when you see Cena, I think I drop Horizon for Siren.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. When, like, in that sort of situation. When you see Scourge, Windle, yeah, I think he's just eight health, he's just a liability at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. For a few of them, murderous models who can just run, even like Vet Graves on your team, people who can conjure up the 1VP. But I do like them. I like Horizon and Ebb, in many ways, kind of again formulate the core, another part of the core. They navigate fuck with the rules in a way that I think a lot of our team haven't been able to get away with them far. Like, you have the occasional linked, you have the occasional mechanic fuck, but they usually kind of come with downside. Linked is a good example. You go linked, what, I get two activations in a row at some point.
Yeah.
Yay, I get a linked back bit.
Yeah.
I trade good linked now for your potentially bad linked later. With Horizon and Ebb, they've got fundamental rule fucking basically.
Yeah.
Ebb can't do 1-2 damage for any circumstance outside of condition damage. Okay.
Mm.
Or does it reduce condition damage?
No.
No, but yeah, condition, but everything else, no matter what it is, 2.
Yeah.
There aren't any. I looked at that card really hard, hoping for magic rule tech I could get out of it. I'm like going, no, it's just 2.
Yeah.
Everything's just 2. And Horizon, the 1VP thing, the rule fucking. Horizon, you can just throw him in the meat grinder.
Yep.
No big deal. And even if I eat Machina, I'm still taking a VP hit. I'm going for all that trouble just to get a regular model at the end. Taking the sting out of something that was previously really good.
And coming back on from your deployment was huge as well.
It came straight,
Icarus was on a wing and like the ball was semi-killed on him basically. It was like, yeah, you could get a goal when you wanted it, but continuing the fight worked better for you. But you'd killed Horizon. So at the top of that turn, he came on to a point where it was like, right, Icarus, you've got to move, mate, because Horizon's coming and he's getting that ball.
Not terrible strike at all.
Yeah.
And the thing about, can I remember I said this on the podcast? I think I had a bit more pushback on it, but I don't like that he doesn't have any kind of icon sponge.
Mm.
You don't take a bit of a hit for what you get out of him.
You'd have him come back on him 4 or 6 health.
4, I think.
Yeah.
To make, because even if someone can one shot Horizon in activation, no problem.
Mm.
But it's still an influence attack for ultimately, and positional attack, dependent, for what is ultimately not a great reward.
Yeah.
And you're getting rid of him just to take the threat. For me, having him come on with a bit of like a sponge is to make you go, alright, if I want this backline activation thing and have him basically walk up to the goal and go back into tapping range, I've at least got to blow momentum to get him back up to, you know, full.
Yeah.
Just a bit of a tap for the, you know, the getting back on.
He's almost got like his own little dilemma mechanic. It's like,
well, yeah.
It's like you're here are the two bad decisions you choose between. You leave a snapshot turret live, or you waste influence and activation and positioning to get 1 VP. Which is exactly how I won the Falconer's game, isn't it? Because it was, I was just like, right, he scores a goal, he dodges in, so he's in tap-in range, and then I was just like hit the clock, and it was just like,
literally 12-11.
Your Rundus activation, it was, what I'm saying is when I scored that goal and left him there as a snapshot, it was your activation to either go out, either kill him, and then that would have freed up Wanda to try and do something with the ball, because what I was looking for was the snapshot onto him. And it was, your choice was either come after someone or take the snapshot option. In the end, you went after someone.
I went for the goal.
Yeah.
I got the goal. Yeah. And even the funny thing, the kick scatter went my way.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like the dice unfair to me. If anything, I got quite lucky on that.
Yeah.
Didn't change the fact that you could just come in, re-roll a charge, get your dodge.
That's it, yeah. Because instead of... So I scored, you immediately snapbacked. Instead of dealing with Horizon, and then from that snapback I kicked out, it landed on Frelsey, Fathom charged in with a reroll.
Yeah.
She got the tackle double dodge, she then acrobaticked out of the way of everyone, kicked to Horizon, got the snapshot.
Yeah, my main thing was like, I didn't think it was doable.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, the ability to buy dodge after dodge after dodge.
Yeah.
Just remove vision.
I love her acrobatic and heroic and sprint. It's like, at one point I chucked full speed ahead on her. She had one influence with full speed ahead. Yeah, that's it. It was the turn one goal I got with her.
Yeah.
I gave her one influence and I thought I'd completely misallocated when I realised the goal run was on. I was like, fuck. But then I stopped, thought about it. I was like, right, okay. Chucked full speed ahead on her. When she received the ball, like it had gone down the line, built up a bit of momentum. She received the ball, dodged 4 inches into cover.
Yeah.
She then used one of the many momentum that I had to dodge 4 inches towards your goal.
Yeah.
She then full speed ahead, sprint towards your goal.
Yeah.
And with one influence from her goal line, she scored a goal.
Yeah.
It took a bit of momentum to do it, but...
Well, yeah, you actually had to, you know, pay your price.
But, like, that...
I activated her keeper heroic, but I just teleport to your goal and get to kick for free.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I re-roll it if it misses.
Yeah, I don't mind the mechanic they have. I just wish there was more of a price to pay for them.
See, I don't know if it's just because of the side of the tables we were sitting on, but I felt like I had a tough time at both matches.
The only, and I don't like, you know, okay, I don't like you can measure.
Mm.
The only thing I got away with the Fisherman matchup is that I had something you didn't, that could do damage.
Yeah.
You can do damage, but you elected, like, you elected for the knockdown over the damage.
Yeah.
Which I did for the most part.
I feel like if you'd taken a shark list, I'd put money on the Navigators.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think
they can outscore them for Dave if they want. Okay, they've got modular room. They've got way to circumvent a lot of mechanics that are really ruinous to what a goal scorer.
Mm.
And finally, they can always maintain threat. One of the things about a goal scoring team, that once their striker goes down, they have to spend a lot of time reestablishing their goal threat.
Yeah.
Which, because of shit like a Rankin, you can always do. And it's usually worth it.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I kind of want him to have like a sponge. Because if you go, bring him back on your end, go fucking off. At least the influence tax on me to get rid of him. The 1VP I could almost give or take. It's like, for me, it's an influence tax, a position tax, and it's taking valuable real estate that I might spend really hard time getting up to that point.
Mm.
You know, like, I'm getting run different position, I'm getting rid of him to do his shit, I'm having to give up. If you come back, remember, if you ever make an opponent move back to their long-term goal, it's almost always a great thing.
Yeah.
You fucking, okay, I'm not just giving up the one turn. I could be giving up another two turns of run different movement to get rid of what 1VP offering. So at least if I just spend two influence, I'm like, I could have dirty knives, or I could have made Gino work for it a bit and go, not for free, motherfucker. I only got two influence, I'll use it, and then blah blah blah. But yeah, just a bit of attack on like a M2 health thing. Kind of wish that was heroic. Make him go first.
Mm.
Or maybe even a character trait, you know, a character player. Even if it was like a, I know they don't want to do it, but like an activated character trait.
Oh, well, do it like stellar activation then. One of them, what active?
Yeah, you have to go on a turn to use him. They go, haha, two damage. So there's a bit of a, you know, kind of, okay, price to pay. Like the fact that he just walks into melee and he's like, kick him for the fucker if you want to get rid of this.
No.
Go, oh, just leave him. Oh, well, I've got 4-inch dodge, great kick.
Yeah.
Movement. You can't just leave me. It's not, I'm trying to think of like a comparable model. You know,
what do you mean 4-inch dodge, sorry?
Did he have the buy a dodge?
Ebb. No.
Ebb, yeah. What did he have?
No, he's got when I was dodging him, it was Wanda using her guide.
Yeah. What character player can get that?
Oh, look. Oh, that's right, it's not on this fucking app yet.
Oh, yeah, you can print over shit. Oh, bring a leak, that's the one I'm thinking of. No, I thought you had a funny charge. It wasn't played. Not bad dodge. Tackle the dodge. Not bad charge.
Mm.
Yeah, he's just a... Anyway, fuck him anyway. I think that's the thing where I'm at. Annoying. Not overpowered. Not, you know, nothing nothing that got me angry in it. But I like going, just something there.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of them little niggles that kind of just get under your skin. Go like, yeah, why you get this and this and this. It's not just a reroll. It's the, like, two damage only.
Yeah.
Yep. 1VP, counter charge, plus one, you know, a free counter attack and then plus one defense.
Mm. Reroll, everything.
Yeah, everything for reroll.
Don't hurt the bird or you lose tack.
Yeah, which I like. I think that's one of the more cool.
I think that's
more damaging than Love Creature by far.
Oh, definitely. So, like, Fisherman having Love Creature, it's just like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. What we want's on the bottom of our playbook anyway.
Yeah, it's not the butcher where a plus one tack is like, could ruin your day.
Mm.
Yeah, that element of. I don't know how to put it. It's really, it's on the tip of my tongue. That's probably it, you know, it's like, God. 500 dollars for you.
That's better than where they go, and it's free.
I'll just have a guy go for it. 2-2-2-1. take the joke on me. But yeah. Kind of the thing, alright, well, Fathom, I blocked the line, okay, alright, fucking, all on, right, she gets a free charge, whatever, I'll take the free charge. Right, she rerolled it, she got nothing, I'd only got two hits. She'll keep them up, why wouldn't she? She'll free roll basically the entire charge. Right, she fucking hit shitload, triple round. Alright, 8 injured, well, surely now she's done. She can't even reach out to Rain. Ah, I've got you here, you move. Acrobatic, alright, well, yeah, get a 5-inch one off.
Yeah.
It's that thing about going, there's no way to block. It always seems like another thing on top of the thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I quite like Brummer Lee cover. I think it's actually quite a nice character, like, if you need it. Bit of damage, a bit of that minor fauna. And it's actually quite a good damage dealer.
Yeah.
If you can get him into a bit of puff attack territory, just 2-2-2-2.
Yeah.
And if he had good potential, free charge, can actually hurt people quite badly.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. Shot the killing effect of the rifle. I love things that have additional uses. But going in the wrong position, or I can take a runner, good fucking like back to the rival right off the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to happen as often.
I
feel like Unexpected Arrival is your get-out-of-jail-free card when a scrum has happened. Because once a scrum's happened, these guys have got such low tack. Like, there was... How many times in their game, them games I was going, right, heal attack. Oh, no, because I've got 4 dice. I'm losing 3 and you've got 1 armor. Guess I'll not attack you then. I'm engaged, so I can't charge. So... Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, having Horizon fly in and just go, everyone's gone.
I think a big part of it is that I almost feel like I've got the strategy to beat them. Like, you know, like, the cover from Karadak, the cover from armor, but they've immediately got the thing like counterfeit.
Yeah. Haha, there was one point where you were like, haha, I've got you now, Eb. And my mascot was just like, no, come on. Out you come.
Everyone's got
out you like, come. Yeah.
And it's not mediocre.
I love that guide. I love it so much. There's so many uses for it.
Everyone on the team can have weather gun.
There's a bit of a positional, like, sort of, it's got a bit, it's got to be directly towards.
There's limit, but you can put it on anyone you can target. I put it on their part. I think weather gun is unambiguous from the best character playing the game. And the fact of matter, I just got one, anyone I can reach, just get it. The only downside is the activation.
Yeah. You got a blind on Azimuth. I put full steam ahead on him. He had 3 on him.
Yeah.
He got full steam. He was ready to go Super Saiyan, and you were like, oh no, blind. I was like, oh shit, he's out of range. Oh no, don't worry, guide, over you come. He was just like, dup, dup, dup.
Yeah,
I'm back in range. Yeah, I'm losing 2 tack, but well.
Yeah, it's the additional layers that make it quite hard to deal with. Okay, the problem isn't the one of rules, it's one of, I think, kind of psychology.
Yeah.
They're a demoralising team to play against.
And I think that's going to be incredible in the later stages of long tournaments.
Yeah.
Round 4 on the 1-day events, you know, round 6 and 7 on 2-day events, I think that they can really, once you've started to slip because you're tired, you've been thinking all day, you know, the fact that you can then just sort of jiggle about a bit. Oh, did you think I missed that? Oh, no, this time I got it, motherfucker.
I don't, but you know, if I were playing a navigator, right, another thing about navigating, they get a shitload out of burn-off time. You effectively double your burn-off time.
That's it, they love bonus time, but it's like I was saying earlier, it's hard to get momentum.
Oh, yeah, when you've got it, it's almost unambiguously fucking spectacular. There are some times I could take or leave burn-off time, depending on what contact, you know, if I've only got a couple of dice, then yeah, burn-off time, even a no-brainer. But there's some times where off one tack, but it pays off. The reroll makes it pay off even more than usual. Again, for someone with a 4-die kick, even bonus time will take it to 5. If they've got a 2-die kick, they bonus time it. 3 becomes kick effectively. Again, it doubles up on really fucking great how it works out in their favour. And like, if I even botch, okay, roll 3 dice for my favourite, I botch the whole thing, I'd be tempted to make a thing out, almost to get them kind of hyped up for the mix. Reroll again. A 3-die kick. Surely I can't get it. I missed. Oh man, shit. I guess I'll just have to call for the reroll. What do you fucking know? Yeah, jerk.
Another great thing about it is that they're with bonus time, their kick stat is so low that with a crowd out, it's like, oh, I've got a 2-dice kick, oh, I'm being crowded out by 2 people. Well, I can't go below 1, and with a bonus time, I go back up to my full kick stat anyway.
Yeah,
so
can't go below 4, effectively.
Yeah.
Like, if you, there's some situations I had your model in, where if it was Velocity, you know, another big quick great striker, she'd be down the 2-dice.
Yeah.
And be nowhere out of it. The fact I can only take you so far down.
Yeah, so, perfect example is that Fathom thing that we were talking about, you know. Fathom has, so in the same situation, Velocity would have gone down from a 4-dice kick, being engaged by two people, down to a 2-dice kick, yeah? Fathom is a 2-dice kick. She was engaged by two people. She can't go below one.
Yeah.
I bonus timed it back up to two, which means that I had four chances. I had four chances to hit that dice.
Like a thing of circumventing mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you start layering the thing together, you build up the navigator play their version of the game.
Yeah.
And I play my version, which feels a lot like regular fucking Guild Ball. Very few times I'm in a situation where I went, I just get the great mechanics. They just,
yeah.
I want to put you in a whole new world now. It's merely just, I knock you down. Good, good fucking shit. But, or even like Harrier, you know, Harrier's a great mechanic, a great tool. They don't feel like mechanically mind blowing.
No.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh, I get the Diviner thing, but you're like, it's just a good attack.
There's something that you put out on the pitch. There's something that you have to utilize, which you almost have to earn it. Like you have to actively get after it for it to for them to be on the pitch.
To do that with
Whereas precise calculations.
Yeah, it's just there.
Yeah, it's great. So yeah,
I think I don't know how the tone of the episode come along now. Like I've gone like going fucking navigating, right. You won't believe what they can get away with. And I feel like you're almost like hamstringing your excitement, Gil, but going like, oh, you can get away with a bit, what do you want?
Yeah. Well, I think I'm focusing, because, like I said, we're on completely different sides of the table, so I think we focus on different things, you know. You focused on the even when he doesn't get it, he might still get it from the rerolls. You're focusing on the, well, it doesn't matter what I do, because he's going to get some movement jank to get out of it. Because all he has to do is use momentum, and he's got a 4-inch dodge on if he's in cover. And I'm focusing on the how the hell am I going to get momentum, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically the only problem I can find with them. I love them. They're going to be my new main guild, I think.
I'll have to think on counter. I think good killer team, £100 more in for them.
Oh, easy.
Especially, I think the Butcher Club is a weirdly strange matchup. And,
because
they don't have the 2-inch melee threat that a lot of fishermen get away with. And more importantly, they can add bleed to really...
really hurt Ebb.
Yeah, and Horizon.
To be honest, throughout the team, because it's the sort of thing that, like, if you're playing a shark list, you know that you're going to be, like, trying to find extra momentum tokens, you know?
Yeah.
But with these guys, and so, like, it's bleed, you're like, yeah, bleed, whatever, fine, I'll heal it. But these guys, I'm interested to get more games in with them, but that's our finally we've had our say on the navigators.
The review. I think overall a thumbs up from me.
Yeah, that's an Alex and a Ryan out of the firm.
I don't want to be too overly negative. I always kind of focus on negative aspects generally.
Mm.
I don't like to get carried away on, you know, all aboard hype train and all that shit. I think Guild Ball is in a weirdly balanced play for me. So I'm super sensitive to it. Once things can fall completely resolved and literally all the cards are out and all the mana goes for a leak, then I'll chill out. But until then. I generally have a bit of a more bitchy nature when it comes to this kind of thing, and I like kind of underpowered models. I like the way they make me think. I like the game I get out of them.
Yeah.
When people seem really good, I kind of have a natural pushback to it. I'm like, oh yeah, they're alright.
What I quite like about that sort of model is the fact that because people don't play them, people don't really know what they do.
Yeah.
So like the amount of times that when I was playing Kraken, I'd be like, right, I've got attack this plus this plus that bonus plus whatever, roll it, and I'd be like one hit, and they'd be like whew, and I'd be like, no, that's still a momentous knockdown. Like people don't expect it, or the it's only two hits, that's a non-momentous double push, you're off the pitch.
Yeah.
Like people always think that Jack's the only one who's got that threat, but with the release the Kraken and then a 2-inch push on two.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's what's quite cool. Like pieces coming at you from the side that you don't expect. No one thinks Jack's got a 3-6 kick, you know? Yeah. Like
oh, Jack for me. Jack. I love a lot of the Fisherman model. Just the go-throwing game in my forte, you know.
You were saying earlier it's because it almost feels like there's less engagement. That's what it is, isn't it?
A lot of the best go-throwing shit have to do with the reason go-throwing is really good is because it can attempt to remove the opponent.
Mm. I think there's two sorts of ways to score goals. There's the There's the ones where you're going, right, I need to come in here, I need to get the tackle, now I need to get the dodge, and then I'll dodge over here, and then I'll attack him to get the dodge over here, and then blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then there's when I just went, right, Fathom's got an 8-inch run. I've got Icy Sponge, I've got the Icy Sponge, get back in there, so she's got 2 inches on top of that, so I'll put that 2 inches down in front of that. Oh, I'll acrobatic, I'll put that 2 inches down in front of that. Oh, I'm in cover, so yeah. I'll use my heroic, so I'll put my 4-inch widget down in front of that, and I'll be like, have you got an 8? Oh, cool, I can hit the goal. So I'm going to do all of them things I just said, put the model there,
yeah,
you know.
Situation.
Yeah. I've basically got a 2 tack on a 4-0 model of your goalpost. Did I get it? No. Oh, don't worry, I'll re-roll it. There it is.
Yeah. Like, even with the goal I had to cloak out with Jack, where he kind of crowded out with Evan for thought, I quite like the even the shit he did you that kind of circumvented mechanic to had an outside factor in it.
It was like heroic. Okay, I've got no response to that. You're like ramming speed charge. The only reason Asmuth still had a response is because he's 2-inch melee. Even then, you only needed 2 hits.
When you went counter attack, right? I've got 5 defense. I get the counter attack. I can really fuck with you if I hit this. I'm in good territory. But I needed to push you. Like, I really needed that push to go my way. So, you know, 9 tack, not bad on, but 5-0 model. Like, going, I barely got it.
Alright. The mat that was barely, you got it.
The X factor, yeah. But it's that thing of like going, I'm engaging with you back and forth. You had that element of like, you know, when you go, right, counter attack, fucking if it. It's not the same good up against someone like Shark or something dodging by go, oh, well, yeah, now that Jack's got the ball, dodge,
yeah.
Go, thank you. It was like, there's a kind of bit of this actual, me and you leaning over the table, each other going, looking at each other going, fuck you,
biffer.
But and if I miss it, you're like, okay, now it's my turn to play. Yeah. Almost like going, all right, here's my response. It's not just, that's what I like about even Jack. He's got an element of, you're still in the game in a way.
As opposed to the Angel style of 8-inch sprint, super shot. Well, did I get it?
One of my favourite goals I ever pulled off was on the tournament when I was playing against Matt Walker, and I had Jay Carr in the Scourge. He started like next to it. And I had him all fucking, you know, wrapped 5 million crowd out. So many crowd outs for other models from, I had 8 crowd outs. singled out, fucking everything on him, snared, everything he could possibly.
2 singled outs, 3 ice spies.
Go, oh shit, I can't calculate how many attacks got. How many dice can I just hold in my hand? That's how many attacking got. And I like going, oh, no way, Jake, I could ever get a goal. And I'm like, and then I'm going, like, if I get these crap, free dodge. I started building this thing up in my head, going, like, alright, I'm building up the wheel, I'm building up the story of the how I'm going to get this fucking goal. And I go, it'll surprise him and say, God, he'll be in the same spot I'm in.
Yeah.
He can't get that fucking goal, no way.
Watch me.
Rap. 4-inch dodge, boom. Rap, 4-inch dodge, boom. Right, last one, rap. 5-inch dodge, out of here. Goal. Jog off, and then fucking sprint. Jog off, and then kick. And then it's like, fuck. I've, like, got him on 1 health. He's dying. Just got the goal. Dodged into another guy to fucking torment later. And just that look of, like, going, fuck, I didn't see that coming. And that's the thing I can't get out of goal scoring.
Yeah.
It's just missed, cover, completion, jog. I put wizards down. I don't get it. I'll just jog over here, then. End story. Shark, again, typical. Like, occasionally dodging, or you know, have to attack him with a dodge, but it's never a case of whether he's not going to get it or not.
Yeah,
there's never that, okay, there's never that, I don't know, but X factor that makes the
X factor of the engaging coming, with another human being,
yeah, the coming together of elements. You know what I mean? Like that J-Car thing, it only happened because I piled everyone on, I set him up so well that it pushed what he could do into another layer. Like, you're going, oh shit, if I get double wrap from there, can I get all the kit? I've unlocked a new level of the character now, just dodging and sprinting don't really do that much for me. I like the mission for that shit, and I like combos. I love playing Butcher and going, plus 4 damage, 2 hits. Two hits. I think I'll just take a minute kick. Why not? Fucking Fledge. As much as I can play a bitch about Fledge. Like, yeah. Nothing like hitting Kevin Momentum on that fucking card. Nothing like hitting, when you hit the end of that playbook, you're like, fucking 7! Boom! Half health gone.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Love that. Love the coming together of elements. But just go feel the thing.
Yeah, you know, just charging. 7 damage. Horizon's going, oh my god!
Just one wrath. Dead! Fucking dead! 1 VP. Bring him back on now. I'll kill him again. Yeah, the combination of them, I think it would make The Killing Game a lot more, yeah, just exciting to me on a gameplay level. And then I the back and forth of like going, putting you in weird positions, and can you make the choice of how you're going to counter it? Where I think the game comes together really well, even like Harrier, which I love Harrier, great thing, but you've got that element then of like the classic, I put Harrier on two guys, who's he going to get out of there? Who's he going to give up? Or I take a, I can move getting out of there. Right, left Deb in, because why won't it? It doesn't make a difference. But at least in that situation, you go, all right, you want the guy to move alive. You don't obviously view that as worth it. Bad example, maybe Windfinder and I can move in there. All right, I can move gone out, wants damage. Windfinder's gone out, he wants movement. Where can you go in with the game? That's the back and forth element I kind of want.
It's interesting.
I don't know how you'd make it. I don't even know how you'd make that thing go.
It's interesting what sort of parts of the game you connect with, because that's the exact sort of thing that I don't like. What I like about...
the other guy gets to play.
No, I the reason I like goal scoring is I like removing the variables.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I like knowing that when Angel is not being attacked by anyone and she's super shot, you know, and I bonus time it, I know that's six dice, you know. That's six dice, I need 1/4. I don't like the idea of like having to, like, I think that's why I didn't click with the farmers.
Yeah.
I think the idea that I couldn't plan things out to the extent that I like doing so.
Yeah.
You know. I had to react to what someone else was doing. And what?
You had to make it on the spot decision.
Yeah. No, I didn't like it. I didn't like it, mate.
Farmer kind of shit to me. No, I do like the farmer.
I was shit with farmers.
The farmer are actually one of the more rigid team, kind of. But I don't know, but there was a podcast I went to a while ago, and the way you put it, you went, and someone put, like a taking guy who never played the lottery before, go, I'll put one ticket down, I'll buy a ticket, goof, I've got a spare dollar away. And they win the whole thing, 14 million off it. You kind of, apart, you kind of repent for it a bit. You go, you got lucky.
Yeah.
You got a big reward, but go fuck yourself. Yeah. You know, when a guy goes to, like, the blackjack table, go, all right, 20 grand down, I fucking remortgage my house for this, roll, get 21 on blackjack. If 250, you've won.
Yeah,
you know,
he rolls that blackjack dice. He sees the 21 and he knows I've blackjacked.
Yeah. But yeah, flipping card, I win. He went big, he got big. You know, and the party goes, fuck yeah, he put it out there, got it, good on him. That's kind of what I feel like, that's the different thing. The goal scoring game is low risk, not low risk, but you know, there's less variable, but it's a high reward. And it can go wrong sometimes, but will go wrong, and you don't get anything. Whereas the killing game is betting big to get big.
Yeah.
And when it goes my way, I'm like, fuck yeah. It makes me feel, I don't know, it makes me feel smart. It makes me feel like I'm smarter than I actually am. It makes me feel like I've actually planned out the game. It's like I never want to the engineer. Like, I've locked it great, but there is something about it that's just like, sprint, a charger, double dodge on nothing.
That's what's amazing, because you know you're going to get it.
Yeah, double dodge comes from momentum, which I need for the goal. I get that, bang, fall back, of course I fucking did. You know what, actually, I'm staying in range, why not? It's defense, go on. I didn't get anything, I didn't fucking think.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's just having a fundamental problem with the game. Like, half the mechanic, I'm like, fuck them.
Yeah. Oh, you know that football game? I don't really engage with the football.
Just like bringing more hammer. I have wonder if I can wear the game, the podcast goes eventually. You keep playing The Firm, and I go like, oh, you keep playing Guild Ball. We'll come around, like, oh, I play Guild Ball, it's really good. Yeah, cool, man. I'm playing Lord of the Rings recently. I've been comparing Lord of the Rings to Guild Ball. Right, when the last time we actually played a game, 4 months ago.
I think it was 2018.
Ah, yes, the year of our Lord 2018, when the Cup Guild came out and Mindful Defence. Fuck, I'm getting riled up just thinking. I can't wait to get the Cooks and Gatter going on.
I'm excited to play Cooks versus Navs. I think that's going to be such a cool, like... Because, like, Fish and Butchers are already the extremes. Can you imagine taking it to the hyper-extreme?
Yeah, we're going for the Injustice 2 approach at the minute. Everyone just go overpowered.
Yeah. Like, it's beyond going, like, the black and white spectrum into going to, like, that shrimp that can see, like, colours we can't comprehend, like, at each side of the spectrum.
For those of you wanting, like, yeah, the goal scoring game with, okay, a bit more modularity. Like, if the, I don't know how to put it, they are the fishermen, just with a couple of help in hand. The result of manner of play, I feel like, is fundamentally very similar.
Do you do a football? Yes, we do a football. Win, win, win.
The manner in which you get there is very much different. I think if you're looking for a goal scoring team, I do think there are...
They've got the same objectives, but their paths to victory are very different.
Yeah, yeah. And the way the mechanics come together, I don't know. I'll plant my flag in the ground now. I don't know how I fundamentally feel about playing against them, but for the moment, I'll go, you know, I think they're a good team. I think I'll wait until I actually play them. I can't.
Mm.
We didn't even rate the most important thing. How's that board feel?
That board feel was phenomenal. Yeah. That, like, you know how I was saying last time that, like, I know all the cards are out. I know everyone's seen it on the blog. I'm like, yeah, and on Gubs when that picture came out and they're all on there and everyone's been talking about them. I was so glad that I held back because there were so many things that I was so wrong about and in practice I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that Fathom is so mobile. I love her. I mean, like, I know it's there to see on the card, but now I've seen it on the board. Oh, Fathom. Yes. Linked Angel. Yes.
Yeah. It's all Fathom, get kicked out, Angel goes after it, back and back to Fathom.
Mm.
8 VP, 2 turns, yeah. Didn't even get a reply, I didn't fucking think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good.
What's that, you scored a goal, what's that, you're kicking out, doesn't matter, Angel's going next, bitch!
I hope people, get in touch, right, if you play against the Navigator, get in touch if you know what I mean, but yeah, like, morally hard to go up against. morally, you know. Yeah, the morale.
Yeah.
The morale. Of,
not morally.
You should feel ashamed of yourself. In fact, I think if you look in the original Tekken Chain Clan Massacre, in back of one of the back of the cabin, there is a navigator ball to get out. Like a time travelling device. Right?
I'd like to play a game.
I want to play a game. Oh, who do I get? You can take the brewing. I'll play the navigator. How am I doing there?
I'll tell you what I am looking forward to. I'm looking forward to Azimuth charging a farmer.
Oh, fucking. It's spoiler! In fucking. Like, you already got, like, map kicks against the Fallen Hero model.
Netted! Momentous!
If anything, the farmers having two hero defense in mind already takes the wind out of their sails. Like, in kind of like, well, fuck, I hit pretty much everything, reroll. Well. Guess I'll get him, I'm going to get anywhere.
There was one roll in that game we just played where I could see the venom in your eyes where I rolled like 11 dice and they all hit and I went, oh. Because I couldn't reroll anything. Yeah. And you were just like, just going to have to settle for all hits then. And I was like, yeah.
Well, you got that close. Like, yeah. It's that old comic of
I didn't get my free attack, you know.
In fact, you're like, aha, I'm gonna roll against your shit defense model, and you're like, joke on you, their defense was already shit. This team are made with shit defense in mind. If anything, the farmers might be fucking countless.
you know all your extra shit, you don't get it.
Yeah. Joke on you, even a brewing player would have got all them hits. Moron. Yeah. Like that old comic, you're like going, you do a guy goes, oh, I'm an idiot. And the other guy turns around and goes, shut up, idiot. And then goes to thinking bubble and goes, joke on him, I'm currently pretending to him. Like, yeah, I might try that. I might try the farm matchup next. And we'll see how that goes.
Be interesting.
12 hero. Well, I guess that didn't work. Should we make a flash edit now? Come back going, yeah, it didn't happen that.
What about Union?
Windle killed Horizon, I guess. 12. I think there's going to be a lot of 12-1 in the Navigator future.
Yeah.
2VP, where do you get that from? Mascot and Harry. Okay. I keep pulling facial expressions, like people who listen can see it. I'm looking at different going, I don't know, I find it dodge.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
For free. Yeah, if you just have it. Only free influence, that's basically the same thing, that's alright. All guaranteed. Got 5 defense, surely that can defend. We've got it anyway.
Okay. It's okay. He's only got 3 influence, so he's gonna need to sprint and I'm gonna just use my Stellar Navigator. Oh yeah, of course. That's free. That's better than where they go and cheaper.
I've only got a 2 die kick. I'd botch 4 die 10 times. Kick die. I get kick die if I get Angel super shot well enough time.
Oh, what's that? You got it. Oh, but you're gonna re-roll them too to see if it's a screw. Oh, it was right. Cool.
And then Angel, she got the end model taking time to get. Man, I really should roll it. I want to play any other guild and just for one game go, I get to re-roll.
God.
And just have you go, you don't get the
fresher, just sort of.
All right, let's not get carried away. Yeah, I don't want to be too down there, but I've enjoyed the team.
Yeah.
I think they're cool. I think thematically they work really well. The models feel in place with, you know, where they're meant to be with the female guild. Looking forward to some big paint jobs as well.
Yeah.
Could be cool. Cool paint job. I could be a pretty fucking cool model.
I'm looking forward to my dear wife painting them for me, because I hate painting. So.
you need to figure out just a method. Like, you need to do that dip method where you just bake it and like...
What I want is like a sort of a shoebox size thing that just sits on my desk, and I just put a model in, a crank a handle, and a painted model comes out. And I'm just like, cool.
Called a commission.
Yeah, but I want it for free.
You fucking kidding me, Dick. I'm already kidding them. I like painting. Half the... Yeah, no wonder... I think I'm a painted... No, I painted model, didn't I?
Mm.
I painted model. Well, last day of... We need to do a tech for that. Unpainted versus painted. Who wins? Yeah. We're going to call it. Got Pinot here.
Chihuahua. Do you reckon they can hear that on the mic? Is that...
How did we end it last time? We had a bit of a talk about if we're really friends or not.
Mm.
And off mic, we're like, I don't think we have any good relationship professional, are you? And we had that thing like, when we talked to him, and we went, he turned around and went, you know what, we should probably hang out one time, you know, just not play Guild Ball and hang out. And I kind of went like, well, if we're going to hang out, we're
going to That's it, yeah. Do you want to hang out? I do, but go on.
It kind of like, we've kind of been thinking, what should we do in? I'm like, well, if we're going to hang out, we're going to do some shit.
Yeah, might as well fit some Guild Ball in.
We don't have any projects, I'm putting off. Like, we can't afford to just hang out.
No, we haven't got time for it.
Yeah, just like, I really have become like a pinky in the brain situation. Yeah. Time and money on this, I think you win from my 11 o'clock if it's, what do you want to do? Payday 2 would be nice. It would be, but that's not really what I've got.
She's going for it now.
2 chihuahuas. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what should end on this?
3 tickets left, October 20th.
No, we shill all the time.
I know, and I'm doing it again.
Oh, fresh, I want something new to end on. Go fuck yourself, that's running course. I'm happy with that. We've already talked about how to awkward the ending with if we're even friends or not, which obviously we're not.
I don't know, what should we just...
Don't you dare click that button.